Woke up in the light of a sky unknown. Lost in a land where legends are grown. The wind whispers secrets of destiny's vow. No turning back, it all starts now. Unseen, fate handed us keys to a war machine. Mountains will shake under each step we take. One wrong move, our home's at stake. Another
you guys not gonna talk? Okay, all right, fine. I was just trying to catch you in the backseat.
I was going to scream.
Hi, everyone. Welcome.
I have been so tempted.
Welcome to
that to you, Pat.
Welcome to episode 6. We're all back together again, and we're about to take on this Ragnar, the raging bear, who got hit by rain and then took great offense to it and showed her what true pain is, walked over and gored the crap out of her. So now we're gonna move right into this combat. Clara,
don't forget he loses one vital energy.
Sour pop for two scenes. I've already knocked down that one for the scene.
I did.
So okay, so it's each scene, so if you've already added that, then okay.
I just did.
Claire, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to do Celestial Lightning and try to blind it.
Okay, hold on. Don't show it. Yep.
Do I show my?
I will attempt to do Tectonic Rift. That's the CT I'm going to try to do. All right. I am ready to reveal if you are. A 9, which is
Ace of Diamonds.
Plus 3, so yeah, that's a... I am going to do support cards. So I've got a 9 plus 3.
I thought that you were... Okay.
This is a special enemy.
We decided...
Special enemy.
No. I thought that if you... never mind. I'm trying to figure out how support cards work, so go on.
You declare support cards after you declare the... So after both parties declare primary cards, then both parties decide if they want to add support cards.
So right now I have a 12 with my plus 3. I'm going to add a 5. Is there something... Is there a combo for the same suit?
You can add support cards too if you wanted to, Kelly. Yeah.
Is there something of the same, two of the same suit, or is it of the same value?
No, of the same value. You need all 5 of the same suit.
So that's 12.
I
have 17, and then I'm going to add a 7 to that to make it a 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
I just feel like this way of doing it is kind of.
I have one card.
Don't reveal your card.
Well, don't.
No, I know, but I'm
just saying. You pick your primary card, and you don't reveal it yet. You're supposed to, both of you are not supposed to reveal it until both are ready to reveal. And then you reveal it, then you pick support cards to try to beat each other, if you want to do that.
What I'm trying to say is you telling me what your support cards are going to be before I even decide if I'm doing a support card, giving me the advantage of being able to choose all my higher support cards. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to play. We're learning.
I could keep it hidden
if you want to, but I honestly feel like the player arguing that they're getting an advantage is weird. So
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to. I think this is all very confusing to me.
Just remember. Okay. We picked our primary. We showed our primary. I chose to do support cards. You don't necessarily have to choose to do support cards, but you can try to do support cards to try to beat me. I have laid down all my four cards.
Okay, so
I'm not going to tell you my last one.
So, how many, I don't have to, what's it called, combo it?
You do not have to combo
it. You don't have to.
Okay.
And we changed it. Our home rule that we made was essentially like, you can add cards to override.
As long as it's in your hand. It has to be in your hand. But remember, every card you choose from your support hand, from your hand, will go into the, you know, you're basically taking it as damage. Because it will go into the thing, and then you'll have less for the thing. So, but yeah, I've laid down my cards. So you can choose. How much in total is that? That's
an ace, a nine, an eight, and a four.
So 14.
So the ace is a 14.
Plus nine is 23.
Uh-huh.
And plus then, four is 27. Plus eight is 35.
Okay, and I play...
Plus whatever your bonus is.
Yeah, what's
plus
your...
one.
Plus one. So I have a... I put down a nine plus my three, which makes that 12. And then I did... You know, I had 24, and then I put down a two. So you still beat me. So put those in your discard.
Okay. Just to clarify something real quick, this is sorry to interrupt. If we were to put down if we were to put down more support cards and all that, if they were of our blessed seed, it's not gonna matter because they're support cards at that point then, right? Okay.
No, well the thing is that only competence test does the value of the card double. With combat techniques, it doesn't double. It just doubles the damage. Your combat techniques
Double. Yes, that's... Thank you.
Question. So you know how each ability has a suit that it is? Mm-hmm. Does that matter? Because the Ace of Diamonds was card. Suit.
Only for the primary
the Ace
card.
Of that means is the damage suit. Is
quadruple.
And it
quadruple
was,
damage.
No, it has to also be of your Blessed Seed. It has to be the same suit as your Blessed Good. Seed. So, if it is, then...
Is your Blessed Seed agility?
What, no, I mean, what are your two Blessed Seeds?
I never chose my second one. I know one of them is hard, but I never chose my second one.
You're
supposed to pick two.
You should have picked your second one before picking your
seed. We talked about this.
Yeah, I just keep forgetting, okay? Well, I'm not going to say what it is right now because I don't want to... cheats or anything, so I'm not going to go with that.
It was a critical. Well, yeah, it was a critical still because it was an ace, so it'll take an extra point of damage because it just doubles what the base damage is. So that technically made it a two instead of one damage. So,
yeah.
All right, and then it's blinded for two turns, right? Two scenes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Next is Matt's turn.
All right. Yoshi is going to see this big fuck-off bear just come up out of nowhere and just slap the McShit out of the kobold. And he is going to he's going to use Cosmic Void Veil, using a Queen of Spades. It's not the seed, but I'm just activating the ability. I am now concealed and have plus two to next attack.
Okay. Next is Celine or Nora. You're muted.
You're muted.
Sorry. I'm going to summon my crab for this turn.
Very well.
Right next to the bear.
Okay. The crab is like the same, like almost like it's like to the hip length, hip height of Rain, and this bear is just massively bigger. Alright, now it is Ruben's turn.
Okay.
No, wait.
I am
sorry,
going...
sorry. Rapid's turn.
Oh, Rapid.
Yep.
Okay.
It sucks that the support the buffer is last.
Right. I'm gonna run up to the bear, seeing that stuff is going down. Ashton is going to run up and try to Spartan bash the whatchamacallit bear.
Very well.
You got a card ready?
I have no cards in my hand.
Oh, you have no cards in your hand.
He can't defend.
He can't defend.
You cannot defend. Okay, so I'm going to do this as a critical. It's a jack of my blessed seed. So, oh, and then plus, he's also going to take with essentially all my...
I'll have to ask that.
I get a plus one to CT and a plus one to damage. So, oh, and then I also get a plus... I don't think it matters because... No, that's the parry. Okay, so let's get this down. Defense breaker is... He is target is stunned for two scenes.
Very
he
well.
Takes... so it's four... The base damage was four. Critical would be eight, and then Blessed Seed would be 16?
No. Because that's not an ace, so it's not quadrupled. It's just double.
Yes. It's only with the aces. Okay, so it's only...
Yes.
So it's eight then, right?
You get the effect of your base card.
Yeah. The ace of your Blessed Seed will quadruple the damage and activate the effect.
Mm-hmm.
But a face card of the Blessed Seed will double the damage and activate the effect.
Yeah. So he takes eight damage since it was base four. He is stunned for two scenes. And then I am, since he is stunned, going to move away so he can't take attack of opportunity.
All right. Is the monk...
Just not going to happen.
Because this is a special enemy. Its stun effect is similar to your guys's. So at the start of its turn, reshuffling one random card from his or her support card hand into their VE deck, so that'll be a pain in the butt for him.
And then Ashton is gonna yell, "Guys, if we're gonna kill this shit, we gotta do this fast." And I end my turn.
All right, so it is now Ruben's turn.
Okay. See, this thing is defenseless right now. I could support someone, or I could just straight up attack it.
Just smash it. Just smash it.
How much was that? Did it do any damage, Ashton?
Yeah, it was four and then eight. Eight in total.
Okay.
Plus the one.
Oh, plus the one. Nine. Thank you. Yes.
I'm going to pull out my katana, and I'm going to use just basic attack with an ace.
Very well.
And so with an ace, that's doubled to four.
Okay.
And since I had a ace, it has the effect, which means if it's your turn and your attacker, you can perform another basic attack with minus one to base damage. So I'm going to perform another basic attack with just this seven, and he will take one damage as well. So five damage overall.
Okay.
And that's all I can really do.
All right. Your basic attacks, your like normal CTs seem to do almost nothing. Like, I mean, it hits it, but it's like hitting, like if you were playing D&D, hitting a construct with a non-magical weapon.
I see.
All right, so that is the end of the round. So everyone draw one card, and if you have used all your cards, please draw two. All right, at the top of the round, it is Myth's turn, or Rain's turn.
You said normal attacks seem to not be doing anything to him.
Yeah.
It's like hitting a full-grown adult with a stuffed animal. Sure, it's kind of annoying, but...
Okay. Then really I will try to smack him. Kaizu's lance.
Again. All right, he will not do anything.
This is a distance one, so she does like
jump
do this
back.
Whole jump back thing.
Backhand spring out. By the way, for you guys who are playing, if you don't have your music on at the top left, you click the little music button, and you will hear the music that's playing.
You tell us this now, God.
Said he is not defending.
He is not defending.
Ooh. Thematic.
That's an ace of diamonds.
Yep.
which is my blessed seed and the seed, the suit of the thing. So this ignores his absorption if he has any. The damage is quadrupled to 12.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. On to the bear. The bear will do nothing. The bear seems to simply, like, it can't resist. It's, like, it's having a problem with the blindness. So, moving on to Clara.
Okay. I am going to get away from it. So I don't want to be close to that thing.
So you're going to use a ranged CT, I'm guessing?
I'm not actually going to use a weapon. I'm not going to do anything like that. I just, I'm going to do that. Vesteria shield or whatever to give myself absorption 3 for 2 scenes.
Okay.
So, just in case he comes after me.
What,
What
card, what, like, are you burning a card? Okay.
Doing a die. Okay. I'm queen.
Okay. Gotta make sure you show it. That way all the viewers can see it. Alright, Matt.
Alright, Yoshi just kind of, this black kind of mist just kind of teleports over behind the bear, and he's going to use Paralyzing Thorn. I'm using an Ace of Hearts. It is the seed for that technique.
Okay.
So that is...
But it, is it also of your Blessed Seed?
It's not of my Blessed Seed.
Okay, so it's just critical.
Yes. So it's base damage of 3.
Okay, so 6.
Plus 2 from being concealed.
Now, is that a plus 2 to damage or a plus 2 to hit?
Let me look. 1 second.
Yeah. And is this a normal CT or a...
It's a poison type.
Okay.
Or no, it's a darkness type. It's plus 2 to my next attack.
Okay, so that's to hit.
Yeah.
Not to damage.
Okay, so that's to hit, not to damage. Okay. So that's 6 damage, and it is paralyzed for 2 rounds.
So blind, stun, paralyzed.
Damn, we just slapped the shit out of this thing with a bunch of statuses. We were like, fuck, you're not moving!
What the fuck is paralyzed? I'm guessing paralyzed is
action. Yeah, it's stunned for 2 scenes.
Oh well, here he has. We can't double up on it.
Well, it would add, it would refresh to 2 scenes.
It refreshes one, okay,
because 1 scene was already gone through with your effect, so it's back to 2 scenes instead of 1.
Okay. So then, now it is. Oh yeah, what's that damage? It's 3 plus, so 6 damage.
6.
Yes, 6 damage.
So. All right, so now it is Nora's turn.
Okay.
The Crab of Doom!
Yes, the Crab of Doom. I don't know how about we'll do with this one, but we'll see. I am going to start with the Omen of Power combo. It's two of the same value.
Okay.
I'm going to use these two. And that... Club is the seed for this attack and one of my blessed seeds.
So it'll be critical.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, well, and the plus 1.
Is it a plus 1 to damage or plus 1 to hit? Oh, yeah, damage. It's plus 1 to...
Plus 1, because it's a combo.
Because of the combo.
Oh, yes, plus 1 to damage. Okay. So how much does it... What's it all do?
It does...
Make sure you talk towards the mic. There you go.
Sorry. The 3 damage plus 1, and then it
is that 3 damage times 2? Is that 3 damage?
6
that
plus 1 for 7.
Uh-huh.
So 6 or 7. And is this a normal type CT?
It's Earth.
Okay. Alright. Okay, and then it bleeds.
So and then the crab turn.
Bleeding causes it to lose 2 vital energy. Okay, so that's for 2 turns or a single turn for the bleed?
2 turns.
Okay.
And then the crab's turn. He is going to use his crushing claw attack. And that is a 7 of
4. Okay.
Which is the seed for this attack.
Alrighty. That he will act on this one. And because that's a standard...
It also has the...
What?
It's a +2 CT. Yeah.
So he will... I should have picked it. You showed your card just a little too early, so now I won't do it. Okay. You gotta remember, give me time to say if I'm gonna do anything or not.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gotta declare if he's gonna defend or not before you reveal your card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it makes it an easy choice for me and stuff like that. So, which I could have wrecked your crab right there. Could have probably killed your crab, but I'm not gonna do it because you showed your card and that would make it too easy for me. All right. Okay. So then, what's the damage from your crab?
4.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, rapid. So, Ashton, it is your turn.
I was doodling over here, you rude ass. let me see. I'm gonna just do damage. Let's do. I'm gonna run up, and I'm gonna do a double slash.
Okay. Whoa.
Hey, you ready to go?
I'm not gonna go against it.
You're not gonna go against it. Okay. So then it is going to be perfect. It is going to be a 7. Then it's not of the thing. Honestly, honestly, I forgot to see if it's no, robustness. So he is going to take 4 damage +1.
All right, and this is of a normal CT.
Yeah, all my attacks, everybody, is normal CT. So
okay.
Other than that, if it's your turn, I can't do that because I end my turn by running away, so he can't take an attack of opportunity.
There's no attack of opportunities.
Don't tell me what there is.
Remember,
okay.
if he wants to hit you, he will get to you. Technically, fleeing is entirely useless. Unless you're full fleeing from combat, moving your character is entirely useless. All right, Ruben.
More feedback?
Okay.
That's why I didn't want to use the map. You guys are falling into D&D habits.
Clara. I'm going to use my cleaning right here and give Clara beyond encouragement. You will draw 1 extra card if you have less than 5 on your next turn, and you will gain +2 on your next technique. I just know you used a lot of cards, so drawing more will probably help you.
Alrighty.
Okay, you just need to remind me, but...
So,
yeah,
now
on your turn, I'll remind you.
Now it's time to draw that extra card. Alright, end of the scene, so now it is... it is this next scene, so everyone draw 1. If you have less than... If you have 0, you draw 2. Unless you're Clara, then you draw 2 because you got buffed. Okay. So... Alrighty. So, it is top of the round. It is Rain's turn.
Yep.
This creature looks to be about half health. Maybe somewhere around there.
Okay. So, maybe. If I use a card that is my Blessed Seed, but not... the seed of...
It doesn't matter. It won't double. It has to be of the blessed seed and match the card's seed. That's why technically you should just pick one CTs of your blessed seeds. Technically.
That's all I did.
But,
I just have no spades.
Ah, so, okay. Well then, yeah, it won't do anything. It has to be kind of like a full-on match.
Okay, we're checking lightning at him again.
Alright. I will defend on this.
Okay.
Okay.
I have my primary.
Alright, and ready to show? I'm using... Oh, I have to tell what I'm using. I'm using the claw swipe again. So.
I need to look at combos and see if I can...
Yeah. I got a queen of the blessed type, so it'll be doubled. So, and if... So, yeah. And that's a +2 to that, so that is a 12, 14 so far. But -5 because this, so... I will be support carding.
I will be adding Omen of Power to this. And... just another random support card.
Alrighty. Okay, ready to...
So, my primary was a 6 of Diamonds, yeah. Which is the Blessed Seed.
Mine was a Queen of Diamonds, which is of the Blessed Seed, but I have a blindness, so I'm -5. So that 12 is a 7. But I added a... You put down your support cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I added a 10 and another Queen.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
So, that will
did
be...
Did you draw for stun?
Yeah.
What?
I did.
Okay.
I got a 17.
Total. He is blind, so he gets -5.
I did support cards. but that means I have no more cards. So, so that is a queen, -5, 7, with the +2, and then 17 plus another 12. So I don't think I need to say that I win there, but I win there. And because it was double damage, you will take 8 points of damage, and because it was a face card, the effect goes off, and you'll take an additional 2 points. So you'll take 10 points of damage. Alrighty. It is now the bear's turn, but the bear has no cards. Oh, okay. Are you going to throw a bomb at it? Oh, yeah, it does lose 1 point, and then you also gain 2 points. But that's the last. That's
the
end of that.
Did it take its bleeding?
It has now.
Yeah, I'm gonna chuck another bomb at him.
Okay.
Same it bomb. Uses up the rest of my stuff, but yeah.
That is of the that. So that just basically reignites the turns. So
yeah.
All right. Yeah. So yeah. Okay, so make sure that you got back 2 from this turn, because
I just put it back in.
All right, it is now Clara's turn. Special enemies.
Okay, well, I'm gonna blind.
Reminder: what? You have a +2 to hit on your next technique. So.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to blind him again, and because I like doing that. So, it's a jack.
Okay, he can't defend, so yeah.
Oh yeah, he can't defend. My plus to hit doesn't matter.
Well, he also got extra cards, so there's that.
Yeah.
So he's blinded again for 2 turns.
That's fine.
2 scenes. So
the blinded did not save rain.
Well, it doesn't matter. At least it kind of maybe helped the rest of us.
He seems hyper fixated on rain. Oh yeah, by the way, he's over here now because that was a melee. He's hyper-fixated on rain.
I did smack the shit out of him with lightning multiple times.
So,
Oh, he takes damage, by the way. He does take 1 point of damage, so,
yeah.
You know.
I'm keeping track.
Listen, I don't do very good damage, sorry. But
okay, it is now Matt's turn.
Alright. Yoshi's gonna run up to him, and I'm going to hit him with double slash.
Okay.
I'm using an Ace of Spades to activate that ability, and then I'm doing an Omen of Power combo, so two sixes.
Okay.
Is that better?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Backgrounds on Discord are really messing with the ability to see cards.
Yeah. We'll have to figure something out about that.
Like a lot of you guys' cameras for some reason have shifted again. What the hell? Why does it keep doing that? Anyways, oh well. I'll have to fix it for the next session. All right, continue.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's going to be... That's a base damage of... Activates the ability for additional...
What's the base,
two base damage?
Hold on. To do the critical, because you don't add the critical or quadruple to the effect damage. So what is the base damage of the first hit?
Base damage is... 4,
so 8
plus
16,
1 for the combo.
17. Okay. And then half of that, so an additional... What does it say? It's half of the damage dealt or whatever?
For the base damage.
The base damage, so an extra, an extra 2. Okay, so
yes.
17, 18, 19 points of damage.
Pretty good.
Okay. Alrighty. Next is going to be Nora.
Okay. Because he's now right next to me, I'm going.
Make sure you're talking in the camera. In the mic. Okay.
Yeah, I get that. It's just hard to do that while also looking at the camera sheet.
Yeah.
That's going to use my paralyzing thorn to attack.
Okay. I'm guessing that paralyzes, which would just re-up. Okay.
No, it's stunned for 2 scenes.
Yeah, but it's already been stunned, so just re-up the stun. What card are you using?
Heart of Queens.
Okay.
Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. Heart of Queens. Alright, what's the base damage?
Base damage is 3.
Okay. Is it of the same blessed... Is it of the same seed? And is your blessed seed?
Yes.
So it's doubled, so 6. Okay. Alright, it is now Ashton's turn.
And
Crab's turn. Crab.
Yeah, the Crabby goes first. Come on.
Yeah.
Alright.
Crab's gonna run up and use his crushing claw attack again.
Okay.
Ready to show cards now?
Yeah, I'm not able to defend. I have no cards. I swear that I need to look that up or ask that question to the creators, because I don't know if that's how it works.
Well, to be fair, you added a bunch of cards to him.
You did use a lot of supports this time.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm saying
it might
like,
be a thing
I
that
don't
you might
know
be able
if it's
to
for
draw
the
on top of the...
That's what I'm at. That's what I'm wondering. And so I'll have to, for the future, I'll have to find out if that's how that works. Because I was like, for the standard enemies, they just draw. So why would the special enemies be at a disadvantage here? But...
Yeah.
So... Go ahead, Nora.
Have a 9 of spades.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Look that up.
Does that hit?
Yes, that does hit. If someone's got the PDF up, you should look that up real quick for the turn stuff that talks about the special monsters and all that, and the monsters.
Yeah.
How much damage?
4.
4?
Mm.
Okay. Alright, now it's Ashton's turn.
Page 206 for managing enemies.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, I have a question.
What's up?
I can brought up a good thing. So, whenever my combat thing, I receive a plus one bonus to damage.
Uh-huh.
Is that, does that, if I were to crit, would that go, would that add to base damage, or would that go
to... No, it would be at the end. So...
Okay, okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, okay.
Basically, base damage never goes up until you level up.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. That answers my second one. Okay, so I'm gonna run up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure, if I use... What? No?
What?
I just read it. I just read the page that Robert brought
up. They don't
get
it?
In the end of scene phase, special enemies draw one card for every two opponents rounded up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he should have been drawing two cards this entire time.
Three cards. Every two players, three cards, there's six of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Draw one card for every two opponents.
I mean, if you want to draw two, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, they start with the five, and then they draw one card for every two opponents, rounded up.
Is that the, every scene, or...?
Every scene.
Yeah.
At the end of Incense Feast, yeah. Scene. Okay, yeah. Okay, so then I'm going to have one other question to Ace that's just going to make it critical, no matter if it's not of the card seed?
If it's an eight, yeah. An ace always criticalizes. Perfect. It'll be quadruple if it is of the card seed and your blessed seed.
Ace of heart for double slash.
Okay.
This is a normal CT, so I don't think he's going to do anything.
So that would be 8 plus your 1. So 9.
Yeah, eight, no, well, plus 2.
Plus 2.
Wait. It's 8.
Plus half plus base
the...
damage.
Yeah, you're right. 9. I'm so sorry. Yeah. So. Nine plus that.
Plus that is 11.
No. And then I'm going to add the combo. So add another one.
Oh, another.
So it's 10. It's 10 in total.
10 in total? Okay, so.
Yeah.
We'll drop down.
For Omen and Power combo, as I do that. And I am double slashing. So, and since I am the attacker, I can make another slash with half the base damage. So you take another 2 on top of that.
I've added that already.
Okay, so 12 in total. Yeah.
All right. It is now Ruben's turn.
Okay. This may sound a little weird, but I'm going to forego my combat technique to bless myself.
Okay.
With the desired suit for next turn.
All right,
so
everyone.
That's all I can really do.
That's all you're going to be able to do? Okay. So, yeah. All right, everyone. Now, end of the scene. Please draw a card. So Nora, I draw 3 cards?
Yes, 3 cards.
Ooh, yeah.
As long as you're less than 5 cards in your hand, you draw 3.
Yeah. Which I do have less than. So. Okay. And I did just put back the card for the I did just put back a card for the stun. So, I've been doing that.
Don't forget to take his damage from the spore.
Well, that's at on his turn, but yeah. Okay. And then I also gotta, on his turn, take the point of bleeding. But this would be the end of the bleeding one. End of the spore one. Okay. So, and this
I redid the spore.
Yeah. And then it did that turn one, so it should have one more, I guess, then. Okay. Alright. Now it is, Rain's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna smack it with Ancient Tree Strike.
Okay.
Which is a CT I haven't used yet. It's a nature CT. Distance, 1 target. I have plus 3 to this, and it does 3 damage. So I'm gonna do the hop back.
My question is, do I risk this to do damage to Rain? Or do I... I will save
it. You might as well just shit on Rain. You already have.
I will save it because I'm still blinded. So, and I'm pretty sure she's gonna use a face card. So, because she wouldn't use a new, she wouldn't use a new CT without a face card.
Nope.
Just doesn't make logical sense. So, all right.
Ace of Spades.
Yeah. See. Okay.
Which right. is my blessed seed and the
I
suit.
I think I have enough health to tank. To tank this round.
So that quadruples it to 12 damage, and it is stunned for 2 turns.
So it just re-ups its stun.
2
okay.
seconds.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
It just re-ups its... Alright.
She just, like, she...
You heal back
She reaches out. She reaches out, and this tree branch, like, curls out of the ground and just slaps it on the face.
You heal back
By
to it and it takes
way...
1 point. As it is its turn now. What's up?
Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
Don't worry about
so
me.
So, it is its turn now, and it is going to do... It is going to attempt a... Oh, do I want to try doing that? I don't think I'll succeed in that. I think I need to hold off. Do I have the ability to tank this entire round? Well, I'm a little worried about what Ruben is going to do. Claire is probably just going to try to blind me again. Her character's a one-trick pony. I can always rely on that. So I think I think I'm going to attack the crab with claw swipe.
He can defend, right?
Yeah, he can choose to defend. He just draws a random card off the top and then let me know when it's when it's ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Of its blessed seed. I can't see that. You got
it's a 10.
It's a 10.
10 of clubs.
10 of clubs.
Also of its seed.
Okay, see, this is where I can go in and play support cards, but your crab cannot. So,
no.
I will put a 9 down, so you got a 10, and then I got that was a 11, minus 5 for a 6, plus 9 is 15?
This is,
you gotta talk towards the mic, we can't hear you.
Sorry. That's annoying.
Yep.
Okay. The crab has a resistance 2 against damage from normal and water type attacks.
And this is of a normal
type.
And when
it suffers a critical attack, it can reflect half damage.
Okay. So you are going to take, your crab is going to take 8 points of damage. And so my creature will take 4, but because he's resistant to normal type CTs, he only takes 1. Okay.
Wouldn't it be 2?
Yes, 2. No, he resists 3.
Oh, okay, yeah, it resists. Yeah,
it's not. It's not like D&D. So, all right, and that'll be it for me. So, and I've already lowered the bleed damage and done the card thing. So, all right, next is Clara.
I am going to forego my turn and use my ability to heal.
To heal rain, 3.
So you regain 3.
And I think if you regain 3, you just grab the top 3 off of your discard and put them on the bottom of your deck.
Yep.
I thought you reshuffled them in.
Do you reshuffle them in for healing?
I'm pretty sure anytime you heal, you shuffle.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Alright.
I don't think you shuffle.
It should say on the healing ability, if it does. I think, somewhere.
Hold on.
Sorry, everyone. We're still learning this game. We're getting better at it. But every step of this journey is going to be new to us. So, hopefully this helps you so that you don't have to do this problem like we are. Because, you know, we'll stumble through the briars for you and push it to the side. Alright, then it is now Matt's turn, or Yoshi's turn.
Alright. Yoshi is going to... I'm going to use my... I'm going to use Double Slash.
Okay.
King of Hearts to activate the ability.
Alrighty.
But I'm also going to use my Unexpected Strike to declare it as a critical.
Okay.
So it's going to be 4 base damage.
So 8.
Doubled.
And plus this is a an normal additional... CT or not a normal CT?
It's a normal CT.
Okay.
And then an additional 2 damage for activating the ability.
This is going to be close. Alright. Now it is Nora's turn.
Okay. I do have one question.
What's up?
My crab has an ability that protects itself, and it doesn't do any damage, but if I don't get a face card, does it
does
end up
nothing.
Not doing anything?
It does nothing.
Oh.
The effect can only be triggered on a face card.
So, recovering vital energy, this is on
page 106.
When a CT or object mentions the word heal or heals, return an equal number of randomly chosen cards from your fatigue zone to your EV deck if possible. You can recover up to as many cards as are currently in your fatigue zone selected at random. So it doesn't say anything about shuffling or not shuffling, but they are selected at random, not just off the top.
Yeah, then we'll just we'll say you shuffle anyways. All right.
We're gonna shuffle. Okay.
Okay, Nora, what are you doing?
Okay. I'm going to get back and use my Obsidian Blade attack again.
Okay. I'm not going to defend.
Okay. The Queen of Spades, which is my Pleasant Seed and the Spade.
Okay, so it does double. What's the damage?
Uh-huh. So that would be 6 damage, and then bleeding for 2 more scenes.
Alright. Man, I'm so close. I gotta make it through. Alright. Okay.
Alright.
Now it's Crab's turn.
And then the Crab.
Yep.
7 of Hearts.
Well,
I
remember,
don't think that's enough to do
you have
anything.
To pick the... You have to pick the CT.
Right.
And then let me choose if I'm going to defend or not. I am going to defend against this because last time I let you through, but I'm not going to do it this time. And I'm going to play the Ace of Hearts with a Claw Strike, which is a critical.
No!
It reflects half damage on a critical.
So,
take him out, Krabby.
I will... with a plus 2, so I do succeed.
I just hope this doesn't kill the crab.
So that is 8 points of damage. Oh, that is 8 points of damage. It is not of the correct seed, so it will not be quadrupled. So that is 8 points of damage, but it is a face card, so it'll take an additional 2 points of damage. So I will only take the 4 because it reflects half of the base damage. So, but you're taking 10. Your crab's taking 10 points of damage.
Even with the. Resistance 2 from normal.
Oh, well,
attacks.
I guess then you're taking. Then you're taking 8.
Okay.
I thought absorb negated base damage and resistance.
Absorption negates
resistance.
Base damage.
Yeah.
Resistance resists damage you take.
up to three, so
of the,
yeah.
Of the total, basically.
Not necessarily up to three. Resistance just reduces the damage. So if you have resistance three, reduce the damage by three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. What? How's Krabby looking?
He's almost dead.
Well,
oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
And, okay, so I take no damage from that attack from you besides what it was given to me, but I reduced that down to one, so I'm fine. All right, Ashton.
Okay, Ashton is... And double slash again. Are you going to defend?
No.
I didn't think so, because it's normal. Let's see. It's a king of spades.
All right. Is that of the blessed seed?
No.
Okay.
So it's going to be
it still
four...
triggers the effect. So.
Yes. So, four damage plus the one for five, and then plus another two for seven.
Okay. All right. Whoa! Ah! You almost killed me there. All right.
I know. Krabby, I'm doing this for you!
I was, like, right on the edge there. All right, Ruben.
Okay. So I am going to attack with Serpent's Bite.
Please beat the shit out of him.
Okay.
Okay, can it defend?
No. I mean, it can, but it's choosing now.
Okay, so I have an ace, and I can change this to a desired seed because of my bless I put on myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this a spades instead of a club.
Nice.
And then I would like to declare support cards as well.
Okay.
I have all five the same suit.
Nice. Fuck you.
Which is
so,
awesome.
Yes!
Two damage doubled is four damage plus because of the ace. So four damage plus five base or plus five with the
what
suit,
does it
so.
Look like when you use Spirit Recall?
Spirit Recall.
Is that what you're using?
No, Serpent's Bite.
No.
The combo you're using.
Oh.
It's
oh,
yeah. Same, not the same
you
value,
see...
same suit. Hold on. It's. Oh, no, you're using. You're
five of the same suit.
Five of
so
the same
a flush,
suit
basically.
Is...
Which is five plus.
Five plus.
So Arcane Explosion.
That says or... that's four of the same of the cards of the same value.
No, Spirit Recall and Arcane Explosion are both plus five. They're just different.
Oh, okay. Five cards
combos.
Of the same suit, but not
so
the same.
So Arcane okay. Explosion.
Yeah, what is Arcane Explosion?
So Serpent's
Bite.
Serpent's Bite is a melee attack. So I have my katana kind of sheathed right now. And you see energy building up, and I kind of close my eyes as this yellow energy building up around my katana sheath. And I kind of do one of those, like, anime, like, quick dashes as I cut his body in half.
And it does cut in half as the as Ragnar the Raging falls. You have slain
the enemy.
Who knew
a support could fuck him up?
we're still alive. Oh.
The crab walks over and just starts beating its head until it disappears. Until the crab
no,
disappears.
No, we need that.
He's just like,
we need that.
And just like, no. Hold on. I want to tame him.
All right.
Or tried to anyway.
So,
tame him. I think I killed him too much to tame him.
The crab has survived. The overall party has survived. I keep moving to the wrong map. The party has overall survived. They have defeated a foe that was in this village and in this area deemed unkillable. Something that you just avoided and let be. Massive respect, massive fame, and wealth will be yours on return. But it is without it is not without a heavy blow. Rain is very injured, I'm sure. And you still need
we
to find...
We don't really have time to stop and rest, either.
Yes, you still have to get to the shrine to find Myra. Or at least hope she's at the shrine. She may be somewhere in these woods. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's gone by now. Maybe whatever befell her has taken her life. Only time and luck will tell. At least you don't end this adventure empty-handed. Even if the worst comes to worst. That'll be the end of tonight's episode and session. Thank you all for watching. It was a wonderful game, a good combat, our first one with a special enemy, and we learned some things along the way. next special enemy will definitely be harder. So, we love you. Don't forget to check out all of our stuff down in our link tree. And don't forget to check out Gates of Crystallia and all the cool new stuff that they have out. So, see you later. Tell your grandma, tell your grandpa, tell your mom, your dad, and all your weird friends. See you later.
Don't tell your dad. Bye.